We don't need to do clap sync. We're not filming. I forgot. We're not filming, right?
No.
Okay.
Well, there's no camera.
It's not up there.
Whoa. Hey, thank you for retuning back in. Hopefully you just finished our Beetlejuice episode. And at the end of that, we got to talking a little bit about legacy sequels. This is a bonus episode where we are going to be ranking and tier listing our a bunch of legacy sequels that we've compiled. First off, I'm Timothy McDaniel.
Cole Wright.
Joan Jovi.
Just in case you're new here and this is the one you decided to start with. I don't encourage that, but just in case
that's you. I mean, it's top of the Spotify playlist.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah, it will be the top one. So
yeah, true. Welcome.
So, yeah, we just watched Beetlejuice. We got to talking afterwards. I think Cole had the idea, or was one of you. Wasn't me. I really liked it.
Well,
we
had a few. We were going to, like, hey, let's just talk about a few of them. And it's like, hey, there's a lot of these.
Yeah, I thought it was a really good idea. Let's rank
it. We haven't done a tier list in a while. I mean, the last tier list we did was the DreamWorks one.
Yeah. So we're just going to tier list legacy sequels. We had a couple stipulations. Stipulation one, it needed to be at least 10 years from the original film.
Yes.
Stipulation number two, we really didn't want to do sequels to the legacy sequel to the best of our ability. So we're not going to do all the Jurassic World movies, just Jurassic World. Furiosa isn't on here. Basically, the idea was if it like rebooted or restarted a franchise in some way, shape, or form, either as a cash grab or as like a, hey, remember this? We're going to do another one. It qualified
for
this.
And they're not all on here. We just picked like about 25, 26 of them from IMDb.
And you know what? We always complain. I always complain. I feel like the internet at large always complains about Hollywood not doing anything new, only doing sequels. But then I look at this list and there's not as many I expected. So I feel like
we could have done a lot more. I mean, there's a lot that were like reboots, but that's for a different time.
Yeah, we've left a lot of them off.
Or remakes, I guess.
This is a concise list here.
Yeah.
Of like just main talking points. I feel like some may be some controversy on some of these.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go ahead and start there. I see the first one there. Is that Anchorman 2?
Anchorman 2.
Actually, hold up. Why don't we start Beetlejuice?
Let's start with Beetlejuice.
So we just did the podcast episode on. Yeah.
Beetlejuice.
Cole, why don't you start us off and we'll just kind of take turns who's going to start the argument.
Me personally, as a sequel, I think we're going to start off with a banger here. I think it's an S.
I agree.
Yeah.
Jonah, do you disagree?
It's one of the better legacy sequels, like in the context of a legacy sequel.
I would say...
So for what it's worth... Yeah,
quick question. Are we doing in context of legacy sequels or in context of movies?
I think it's however you want to do it. Okay. So
I think as a movie... It's great. It's a great movie, obviously.
As a movie, Beetlejuice just got, spoiler alert, an A on our rubric. So it's minimum an A in theory. I would say as a legacy sequel.
Like for it, what it does for the franchise in addition to that.
It only adds to, it doesn't take away, and it was a good movie. I agree with Cole. I would personally put it as. So you are outvoted, but I would like to hear your opinion if it's different.
If we're doing as legacy sequels, I'm going to say S because... Like pretty much all the reasons you said. Okay. If we're going to say as movies, I would just want A, so it's not that big of a difference.
You're being outvoted. But it's going to the S.
Yeah, I think I'm personally kind of looking at these as legacy sequels more so than movies.
I'm doing like a mixture of like,
yeah,
what is it like as a movie and also what does it add to its franchise?
And spoiler alert, I'm also going to look at what it's done to the overall zeitgeist of a franchise. So like zeitgeist is one of my favorite words. I love zeitgeist. When I do Phantom Menace, I'm also going to look at the fact that it led to episode 2 and 3 and that those, they're not Phantom Menace, but they're kind of all in that together. Yeah. What it did to the canon.
Yeah.
So
let's look at, I'll jump around a little bit. Let's do Anchorman 2.
Okay. He's like, I'm going to jump around, but let's do the next one.
But we already teased Anchorman 2.
Yeah. Anchorman 2. B. is where I would put it.
It's
not
as good as the first one.
I think that it's a lot of the same jokes as the first one.
It is.
The fact that they waited so long to make the movie made those jokes funny still.
Yep.
I laughed in the theater.
Actually, that was a fringe. It almost didn't make the cut.
Yeah, how long was it?
It was 10 years in between.
Wow. Yeah. So that was barely on it. They waited long enough that like when they redid the same jokes, I was like, that was funny. I laughed at it. I actually liked the extended director's cut a lot more if you've never seen that. They did. You should try that out. They did. So if you don't know, Will Ferrell, they basically, when they do those movies, they have like a loose script. And then a lot of it's improvised. And a lot of the improvised lines on the like alternative edit, in my opinion, are so much funnier.
Yeah.
Even though they're kind of the same jokes. But as it stands, Anchorman 2, I don't think revived the franchise. If anything, it buried it as nothing more than just the same movie.
So much so, like, when people talk about Anchorman, they just talk about Anchorman.
Yeah.
They don't even talk about Anchorman 2.
I would agree with that.
I'm going to go.
So I said B, just for, I don't know if I actually said that out loud or not. I'm saying B.
I would go B, because I know we're going to rank these within tiers.
Yeah.
So it's going to be different.
I'm also going to say B.
Okay, we'll go B.
I'm not upset they made it. I'm happy it got made. I guess that's why I'm not putting it at C or D. I'm happy it got made. It just wasn't amazing.
I will say the scene where Harrison Ford is a werewolf. No, a werehyena is what he said. That makes me die.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Let's do Finding Dory.
He's really jumping around, man. Ooh. Jonah, you're starting us off on this
I think there was the 13-year gap on this one.
All right.
Yeah.
13, 14-year gap.
Jonah, you have the talking mug to remind us who starts next. Actually, use the coaster. That's going to be easier to pass around. You have the talking coaster.
Finding Dory is not bad. It's just like, I feel like it didn't enhance the first one.
But why?
I mean, like he says, it's a fine movie. It made me cry.
I couldn't tell you. I mean, here's the thing. Nemo, I could tell you what parts from Nemo. There's like I can maybe count on one hand, like moments I could recall from this movie.
Yeah, it's just kind of Dory wandering around an aquarium.
Yeah.
I feel like I loved Finding Dory when I watched it, but I never watched it a second time.
Sigourney Weaver has a cast cameo. Yes,
she does as a voice, yeah. I loved it when I watched it, but I don't think I ever went back to rewatch it, but I remember really enjoying it. So you're saying you didn't think it was good?
No, I thought it was, I liked it. I'm just trying to think of like.
I thought it was mid at best.
It's not like I don't think it's A or S is kind of what I was getting at.
Okay.
I'm going to put it at B. It's good. I like Finding Dory. But like you said, I've never watched it again. I never really wanted to watch it again. It's just kind of it's a good movie.
Okay.
But I would go.
Cole's going to start us off next round.
I'd go C.
C?
I personally, it was fine. Like, and it's not like a low, like, Captain Underpants level C.
Okay.
But it's not
unfair dig.
I was going to go A or B, honestly.
I'm outvoted, though.
So I guess it falls B? In B then, yeah. Okay. But I maybe just need to rewatch it. Maybe upon a rewatch, I won't enjoy it as much, but I remember liking it the first time.
I'm like you. I liked it the first time, but I never have even wanted to watch it again.
Yeah, I just forgot about it.
Yeah, exactly. I kind of forget it exists.
It didn't have the staying power of the original movie or like a lot of the stuff that came out after it. So
let's see. You know, let's stay in the Pixar family.
Okay.
Let's go with Incredibles 2.
I think you're starting us.
I think you're starting us off. There's only one right answer.
I mean, I like the first one better. I'm going to say it was a good sequel. I mean, it's the sequel that we wanted. Like when, I would say A. If I'm going to rank it, like, for what? Because it was another one. It's a good duology. Do I think it's better than its predecessor? No. Does it do a good job, though? Yes. It's a good movie.
Does it have to be better than its predecessor to get an S from you? Because I don't think it has to be better get an S.
But I think I don't feel like it's as good of, like, a legacy sequel as, like, Beetlejuice.
Okay.
Well, this one does also have the power of, like, this is what they've been wanting for years. They got it. It was good. I'm going A, though.
I was going to say S or A. I would be fine with A. Once again, similar to Finding Dory, I watched it when it came out. I don't think I've rewatched it. I remember, once again, loving it when it came out, but I don't think I've actually rewatched it. So I will defer to Cole, and he seems like he remembers it a bit more than I do, and I'll say A.
I've rewatched it a couple times, and I'm also going to say A. It's really good. I think this is one of those movies where the first one is so iconic and so big that I think people have like kind of unfair expectations for the second one.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
Your sister's one of those people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She not like this movie?
No, she liked it, but I just like her. She loves Incredibles.
Oh, I do too. I love
Incredibles. When I think of like people who love The Incredibles, maybe more than they should, like I think of your sister.
Oh, yeah. No, I love it too. But I think like I've seen a lot of people might say they don't like this one. And I think this is a great movie.
Oh, I thought it was good. Yeah.
Which is nostalgia talking 100%. I mean, I would be more inclined to watch the first one.
Yeah, I think the first one's still better.
Yeah.
This is a good movie. I want to put it at S, but I would give it an A.
Okay.
Tyler, kick us off on Mad Max Fury Road.
Oh boy. I feel like I'm unpopular, but S. I loved that movie. I love that movie still.
I mean, just shut your brain off and enjoy fast cars and explosions.
I feel like it revitalized Mad Max, first off, which I'm happy for. Like, it revitalized Mad Max in a good way. Like, it took the best parts of the franchise, which is just like, and then cranked up the craziness to 11. Furiosa was really good. I finally got around to seeing that recently. I was very
that one just didn't make the cut. It was a 9-year difference.
Yeah, no, honestly, I don't think Furiosa should have. I think it falls into the category of it is now sequels to the reboot.
It almost met the criteria.
Yeah, I love Furiosa. I love this idea that like Mad Max doesn't have to have Max, which is kind of what Fury Road set up. Like Mad Max is in it, but really one of the main characters, if not the main character of Mad Max Fury Road, is Furiosa.
Yeah.
He's just there. He's like the narrator through which we experience the story. So I would say S, but I'm also biased in that I love that movie.
I'm also going to say S.
Okay.
I watched it for the first time at movie night. It was your pick, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's great, and I'm going to give it S because here's the thing. I've never seen the original Mad Max movies.
Mm-hmm.
But over the last like 10 years since this has been out, I see people talk about Mad Max all the time, and I hear nobody talk about the first ones. I think this has surpassed in terms of popularity and like iconicness.
Yeah,
the first
I mean, it's supposed to a new audience, isn't it?
Yeah. If people will go back and they'll remember the old ones, but like you're right, like people, this is Mad Max now. This is where we're taking
this
it.
This is Mad Max. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's tough. I would say yes. I would agree with that. It was a really, really fun movie.
Well, I thought that was going to be a hot take. No. Thank you, guys.
No, right. I enjoyed it.
I think that's a very, very good take.
Jonah, you have the talking coaster now.
Jonah, I'm going to give you Jurassic World.
Ooh.
Okay. Hot take. People hate this franchise. Oh, so are we judging on the movies that came after? Well, I haven't seen them.
I personally...
You can.
I'm not going to ignore the movies that came after it. I think you should judge Jurassic World however you want to do it. I personally will moderately include the ones that come after it, but I don't know. Jurassic World's a tough one.
I haven't seen the Fallen Kingdom or Dominion.
Yeah.
We're also getting another one, apparently.
Are we?
Yeah. I think it's different characters, but it's
that
a sequel.
Cash cow.
Yeah, for real.
And that Dino Cash Teat.
Dude, these movies make a ton of money.
Dino Teat.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I think I like the first Jurassic World movie. I think that might be a hot take. I don't know for sure. I think it's like a blast monster movie. I think it's fun. It's not like the best movie in the world, but it's really fun. A good blockbuster. I'm going to give it B.
Okay.
I'm going to C. I think it's very mid at best. I don't think I've rewatched this thing since probably it was out. I mean, I saw it in theaters and I just was very just eh.
You were eh on
about
it.
It's
fair.
I mean, I've watched, you know, Jurassic Park, like that original trilogy, way more than to watch Jurassic World, like any of the Jurassic Park movies,
mm-hmm.
even the bad one.
I was going to be B or C. I think I'm leaning C. I think that Jurassic World was not terrible. I agree with you. It wasn't terrible. I don't think it added anything to the franchise. It was kind of a rehashing of the first movie. And we'll talk about that later, I'm sure, when we talk about episode 7. But like, it was a rehashing that wasn't as good. And then it introduced problems into the world. I hated, what was the Indominus Rex? Was that the...
Yeah,
you don't like him?
Beefy boy dinosaur.
Hated the idea of a smart dinosaur, but then it kept constantly making stupid choices. And then like, it was just the... If the MacGuffin was a dinosaur, that is the dinosaur. And like, I don't know. Like I would say C. I didn't hate it. It was okay. I hate what it spawned.
I haven't seen the second ones. Are they bad?
Yeah, they're not. They're not good. Yeah, so I'm not a fan. I think Jurassic World was okay. I think C is maybe, as the movie by itself, I'd give it a C, but then I'm less happy. I'm not going to bump it down to a D because of this, but I'm less happy with the sequels.
Well,
yeah.
Talk about a sequel. Well, I'm going to kick off this one. A sequel that I wasn't happy with. We're going to talk about Space Jam New Legacy.
Oh, okay. I'm actually surprised you don't have an F up there. You can add it if you want to.
No,
because I have a movie I would put in that category.
No,
as well.
We'll do D. We'll do D.
Hey, okay, you sure?
Yeah, we're gonna have to bring back the turbo tier. Yeah,
honestly, you should put turbo.
The turbo tier.
I had some students get very upset. We had a turbo
well,
tier.
They are wrong.
Yeah, they're like turbo was great. I'm
no,
like, shut
no,
up.
No, not great.
You're a high schooler.
Come
you don't
on.
Know what
I
you're
have
talking
a podcast.
About.
Get real.
Okay, Space Jam: New Legacy. Well, this movie came out 25 years after the first one. Yeah, 25.
Should have waited another 25.
I would think their time to do it. Here's my Space Jam rant here.
Okay, hit us.
The time to do it was about 10 years. We were 10 years after the fact of when they should have done it. Because LeBron, still, probably most popular basketball player on the planet.
Yeah.
But he's on the decline. He's older. I think there's more beloved players because LeBron is still such a controversial. People love him or hate him. There's no, middle ground. And I think Michael Jordan was so beloved that people were open to accepting this movie. LeBron, if LeBron does anything, LeBron could save children from a burning building and there'd still be half people that weren't happy with what he did.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think if you were going to pick someone that is beloved, that Jordan status, Steph Curry would have been the one to do it.
Do you think Steph Curry's as popular as Michael Jordan?
I mean, pretty big. He's more beloved.
More beloved
than LeBron.
But Hollywood doesn't care about beloved. They care about money.
Yeah.
Who's going to put butts in seats?
I mean, Steph Curry does have quite the following. There's people who've said, Curry gets that same reaction for fans. If Jordan was walking through somewhere, Curry has a similar reaction when he's walking through.
It's Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I don't know enough about basketball. I just think it was a
LeBron,
bad movie.
It's been promised to LeBron for the better part of a decade, though. And, I mean, LeBron wasn't great in it, not at all. Mm-hmm. Some of the Looney Tunes were funny, but most times not.
I might have no-snorted once.
I mean, the Winter is Coming thing was funny.
I might have no-snorted at that.
They had Rick and Morty.
Movie was painful to watch. It was painful. Very rarely have I ever sat in a theater and been oh my gosh, this movie end? I want to go home.
Here's the problem. Yeah. You had to shoehorn LeBron into the Looney Tunes universe. It worked perfectly for Michael Jordan because they based it on real life events where he left basketball to play baseball, and then they wrote it in why he came back to basketball was because he played with the Looney Tunes.
Looney Tunes, it's real life lore.
Yeah, they made it work, and it was perfect.
Yeah.
Here's my review of Space Jam 2. You ready? Here it is.
the scream.
Yeah.
That's my review of Space Jam
2. Oh. You gonna try a little harder on that one, dude?
Take one. You nailed it, dude.
Yep.
Here's good the job, thing, though. Bro. He was in a movie called Trainwreck, and he was funny in it. He was really funny. I don't know why he decided I'm not going to try it all and give a single crap.
Yeah.
Dermis.
You can tell he is not an actor.
Well, listen, if you want to make a new category tier, I'll allow it.
No, we're just going to dump him. Am I safe saying D tier?
I think you're safe saying
I feel
D.
Like that's not generous.
Very good.
Yeah.
I think it needs Turbo 2.
the Turbo tier.
Yeah, so yeah, Space Jam New Legacy was not the move.
Okay. Jonah, I don't think I heard your thoughts on it. You didn't like it either, though?
I didn't like it either. It was when I watched it, I was trying to be nice to it when it came out, but I think it was because, it was COVID and no movies were coming out, so I was just excited to watch something. And then I thought about it, I was like, that movie was really bad.
I remember there was a week where Cole was huffing copium. I remember I was like, dude,
I was kind of the same way.
I was like, that movie was rough. And he's like, it was okay. And he was kind of talking about the one or two funny moments. And then slowly over the next few weeks, Cole actually started bringing it up, started liking it less and less. And then I think
my thing. The highlight of that movie was Ernie Johnson being the commentator.
That was good.
Ernie Johnson is funny, unintentionally, when he's on.
That shouldn't be the highlight of a movie. I know, but yeah.
You can't hate on Ernie
Johnson. I enjoyed, for that movie, was to Cole what episode 8 was to me, where I just took a big huff of copium, and then slowly as I came down off the high, I was like, this is bad.
This is bad. This is a bad
And
movie.
Also, their team they assembled, let me tell you, they put together quite the array of basketball players. I think you could have done better.
Right.
Movies that just came out way too late.
I would agree. If this came out
2010.
2010.
Well, actually, you couldn't do 2010. Basketball rant here.
Okay.
LeBron was the most hated player in the world in 2010 because he left his team to go join the Miami Heat.
So, I remember talking about that.
So
yeah.
He went on live TV we're going to win 7 championships. They did not.
Oh, dang.
Why didn't they do that to shoehorn in? Talk about the time he left Lakers to go join the Heat. And like,
well, he left Cleveland.
Have him be hated because he left the Lakers to go join the Looney Tunes, and then he comes back or something. Like, well,
that would have been hilarious.
LeBron, I feel like you could have worked that
LeBron
in.
LeBron wouldn't have done it because his ego wouldn't allow him to. Okay. And we're probably going to get mean tweeted by LeBron now.
Probably, mean yeah. Tweet. Move for a big podcast. Bad mouth in my name. If I catch you on the street, I'm going to kill you.
All right, what am I starting for?
We're going to give you... Well, it's time for Star Wars. Let's do episode one.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
boy.
This one's tough. I have come to enjoy Phantom Menace. Not...
Okay. Yeah.
I don't think it's an incredible movie. I've come to really enjoy it. I think, midichlorians aside, it does a lot of good for the Star Wars universe. I could be spewing nonsense right now, but I feel like...
Cap.
As I've gotten older, I enjoy the like geopolitical maneuvering and negotiations that are happening that pay off in episode three. I'm gonna say this is this might be the hot take. I think I might put it in A. It restarted Star Wars, for what it's worth. It restarted Star Wars.
Yeah, that's fair.
Episode two's, regardless of your thoughts on Phantom Menace, episode two and three are, I think, the prequels and trilogy are beloved. Gave us a lot of good video games, a lot of good movies and TV shows like The Bad Batch and like the Clone Troopers and stuff. I think that Phantom Menace did a lot of good for the Star Wars universe. I'm going to say A. It rebooted a franchise.
Ooh. Okay. I see what you're saying, and I agree with some of it. I do. You have the clones in there. It's great. This also eventually gets us to episode three, which is the best one, in my opinion. What do you say?
It's before the clones.
Well, before the clones, but it kind of spawns the clones. Yeah. Yeah. And then, but, I mean, I feel like
on Jar Jar Binks alone, does it?
You know, not Jar Jar Binks alone.
Out Jar Jar.
Like, but he's there.
Jar Jar doesn't even bother me that much.
But when I rewatched it, like, he's not there as much as people pretend he is.
No, he's
like,
not that bad.
He's annoying, but everyone will talk about, like, oh, Jar Jar ruined that movie for you. Jar Jar has, like, 20 minutes of screen time tops, if that. And he's not talking at all of that. I feel like he doesn't ruin the film as much as people say he does.
Oh, yeah. I think Jar Jar is a little very overhated. I just think in general, I would argue.
Move your mic that way just a little bit, because as you look at the TV,
Oh, I'm moving?
Yeah, you're talking out of it just a bit.
I would argue that this is probably the most boring Star Wars movie, in my opinion. I did not get to the geopolitical stuff. I was not vibing with that.
Darth Maul, though.
It's not the worst Star Wars movie, by far.
Yeah.
But it's just not a very, it's not a great Star Wars movie. I'm going to give it C.
All right, so we have an A and a C. Cole.
I'm on B.
Ooh.
Okay.
Again, I don't think it's the worst one. It's not in my bottom three, even, as far as, like, that's counting, like, mainline and, like, the side movies as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, I would go B. So I think would that put us at a B?
Yeah. I said A, Jonah said C, you said B. That puts us right smack dab in B.
I could even understand A. Like, I get what you were saying with all that. This spawned a ton of stuff for Star Wars.
One of my favorite Star Wars games was the Squadron Fighter game they made for PS2 back in the day.
Was that from this?
Yeah, it was based on Phantom Menace. You fly a bunch of different ships, but like, I just loved that game. Like, I don't know, I just, like, video games aside, what it spawned, what it did, I appreciate the movie. Okay. But that's okay, hold up.
You're kicking off episode seven now.
We're
gonna do the Star Wars ones together.
Okay. When this came out, this was a really awesome theater experience.
It was,
and it's still not a bad movie. And the one after, it's even better.
It's this is clearly the best one in that whole trilogy.
I'm just stirring.
That's an L take.
I'm doing my breaths. I'm doing my breathing.
But then the one after that was the worst one. Okay.
I mean, it's such a low bar because the other two are garbage movies.
Well, you know.
For what it's worth, I personally, opposite of Phantom Menace, part of the reason I gave Phantom Menace A is because I actually don't hate it. But then I also appreciate it rebooting the franchise. Despite what I said there, I personally am not going to hold what happens in episode 8 and 9 against 7.
Yeah.
Partially because it's a different director.
Yeah. I'm going to give this one... I'm going to give this one an A. I enjoy The Force Awakens. if we're just talking about The Force Awakens, it rehashes a lot of it, but it rehashes good stuff, and for the most part, and I enjoy myself watching this movie. I'm going to give it an A.
I'm going C.
Ooh! Yeah.
If I'm going to watch a movie, I'd rather just watch New Hope, because New Hope is better.
I would agree.
It's the same movie. It's just reskinned. It's what it
is. Get ready for some deja vu. I'm actually going to say B. I think that I agree with Jonah. I remember I didn't get to experience the hype around Phantom Menace. I think I was a little too young. When did Phantom Menace come out?
99.
So I would have been four, right? I didn't get to experience the hype, but I remember hearing about it. I've read articles. I've seen the hype. Post hype. Episode 7. Star Wars is coming back, baby. We've got TV ads. Little kids running around with lightsabers. Disney. Like, it's Disney. They just bought it. What are they going to do? You're right. It was an awesome theater experience. We dressed up and we went to a theater to go see it, like, in costumes. And, like, almost every...
Probably the one midnight showing I went to.
Yeah, and a lot of other people at the theater were also dressed up. And midnight showings were still a thing. Like, I think it was... I would maybe even bump it up to A off the experience. But as a movie, I agree. It was a rehash of 4. There are some things that did better. There are some things that did worse. I don't think it was bad. I'd give it a B. And it re... As much as I hate episodes 8 and 9, it got a whole new generation of people into Star Wars.
Yeah, at least for a bit.
The only reason I would maybe give it an A, and why I don't think it deserves anything lower than a B, I went to Disney 3 years ago, and I had a moment where the curmudgeon-y old man kind of shed off me a little bit. I'm sitting there, I'm hyped up, I'm in line to buy my lightsaber, and I looked over, and there's like 12 little kids all taking a picture with a girl dressed as Rey, and they all have their lightsabers and their blasters, and they were just so ecstatic, and Chewbacca was there, and it was cute, and I was like, that's a whole new generation of Star Wars fans, one of my favorite franchises.
Where's Anakin Skywalker when you need him?
Yeah. Despite what happened later.
Yikes. Yeah. Yikes. Joke. I didn't even catch that.
That's pretty good. Despite what happened later, I really respect 7 and Disney for introducing one of my favorite franchises to a new generation.
So. Yeah. I'm down for that.
What do I want to kick off here?
Hold on. I feel like we should pick what you have to kick off since you're picking for us. I'm going to say Dr. Sleep because... I think that's you.
Yeah, I think that's all you, man.
Okay. I mean, I would do B. I mean, it's has some spooky moments, but I don't think it's quite as good as The Shining. People kind of forget that it's like associated with The Shining because it doesn't say anything like that in the title. Unless you would watch the movie, then you put it together. Like, even when the trailer initially starts, you don't, like when I was first watching this, you don't realize it's the Shining movie until you get a little deeper into it. Like, oh, wait, this is the kid grown up. This is.
Yeah.
And he goes back to the hotel and everything.
So I think we should. I haven't seen this.
No,
I think this is all you.
I forget this.
I will say this is the movie that I thought, going through it wherever you're going to throw it, this is the movie that I thought almost shouldn't be on the list because I've read the book and it's a sequel, but not.
Mm-hmm. That's what I heard people say about it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough. It's one of those, like, I went to the internet, went to multiple sources, people consider it a legacy sequel.
Like, I don't think that this rebooted The Shining.
No.
Like, but...
it's a duology.
Yeah, I can... But I'll allow it. I also haven't seen the movie, but so I take your opinion on that.
Yeah, we'll just throw it in the middle there.
All right, where's my coaster? Cole, what am I doing?
Ooh, you know, I'm going to give you this new Matrix movie down here.
D. That, it was awful.
Dang, that bad?
It did nothing good for The Matrix. It actively undermined key components of the original trilogy. It did. It's easily, hands down, the worst Matrix movie. And then rather than getting new people into The Matrix, anyone who might have went back and watched The Matrix at some point watched this one and went, well, that was garbage. And then I feel like never went back and checked out the old ones. I had the opposite effect of like Anchorman 2 and Beetlejuice and Mad Max and Star Wars and all these movies we're talking about. D, hands down, it was terrible. Shouldn't have happened.
Dang.
Did you see it, Jonah?
Tragic. I did not see this movie.
I didn't see it either, so it's all you.
Oh, D.
Yeah, I can live with that.
I'd put it in the turbo tier if we had the turbo tier up there.
Should we have turbo / Matrix tier?
Yeah.
And Space Jam 2 tier.
All right, Jonah.
What am I getting?
What should we give him, Tyler?
Dumb and, do you say Dumb and Dumber? I don't know. I don't know what Jonah's seen. Jonah.
I've seen Dumb and Dumber 2.
Dumb and Dumber. Let's put him on Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber 2 is not bad, but it's kind of like Anchorman. It's kind of some of the same bits as the first movie. It's not bad. It still make you laugh a couple times. I also haven't seen this since it came out, like, yeah, what,
10 years ago?
10 years ago, probably. I feel like I remember liking it okay, here's the thing. It's like one of those things where, like, I would never pick to watch this over Dumb and Dumber.
Say, I'll watch the first one before I watch that.
Oh, yeah, a million times.
I haven't seen it, but everyone I've talked to describes it as, like, Anchorman 2.
Yeah.
Like, it probably...
If you want the same jokes, just watch the first one.
It doesn't ruin the franchise, but it just doesn't...
No one talks about it.
Doesn't enhance
it. No one talks about it. No one really remembers this. I'm going to say B. I mean, you're not going to, like...
I'm going to go C.
That's fair.
What you thinking, Jonah? What? You good?
He just did like a T pose here.
Hold up.
What are you?
Hold on. When did Aliens 4 come out?
Oh, heck, I didn't check.
I was having a moment.
When did Prometheus come out?
Heck, I don't know.
I feel like we need Prometheus up on here.
Oh, well, I didn't check those. Check. Can you check when? How big of a gap?
You look. Sorry. Finish your thought.
So if not, we'll just cut right here, and then we'll come back with Prometheus on here.
So Prometheus was 2012.
Okay, what was the one before that?
Aliens 4. 97.
Okay, you know, we can put Prometheus.
Resurrection. Here we go.
Ooh, dang.
Prometheus should be up there. That's okay. Sorry. I just had a
moment. I mean, I could put
Tyler
it
had a moment.
I just had a moment because we've just watched Romulus, and I was like,
do you want to pause and put Prometheus on here?
Just, Jonah, keep talking. Finish your thing. We can do it at the end.
I would say if you want to round it down to C, I can live with that. I won't fight too hard.
Cole, where'd you put it? I don't think I heard
I'll put it at C.
Okay. I haven't seen it.
It's a mid off there.
It's okay. Yeah.
Can't argue.
Okay.
All right. Give Cole the coaster.
Okay.
Give me a movie, Tyler, or Jonah, or someone.
Rocky.
Balboa here?
Okay. Actual or Mary Poppins?
Let's do Mary Poppins.
Because I haven't seen that one.
Okay. Same. It's all you.
So, I mean, everyone... have we all seen Mary Poppins, like the original?
I've seen the OG, yeah.
Been a long time.
So this is a sequel, like canonically sequel, same timeline and everything with the Banks. She had the Banks kids in the first one. So now she comes back and it's the Banks' kids.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
But it's not, obviously not Julie Andrews. It's Blunt.
Yeah. I heard she did a decent job.
She did good, I obviously. I heard
she did a good job, yeah.
You know, for taking on such an iconic role, she did a really good job. This movie, though, I'm going to say it's tough. I would go B. I mean, it was solid. I saw it. And
did it feel like a blatant cash grab?
Oh, I think it 100% was. But there was original music. They didn't rehash, like, the songs or anything.
Okay.
They still told a story. Like, it wasn't, like, exactly the same plot note for note.
There's only so many ways you can do Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't go watch it because it just looked like a blatant cash grab. It's the same reason I'm not going to go see the new Scar movie.
Lion King?
Yeah. It just looks... I did not like the live action Lion King, so I'm like, I don't know. But I didn't watch it, though. So B, okay?
I mean, I can argue with that. I didn't see it.
Okay.
Take my coaster. All right.
I'm going to give you Blade Runner 2049.
S.
You want S?
S, hands down. Dude, that movie is one of my favorite movies. Love that movie so much. The first Blade Runner is good. The second Blade Runner, this one, 2049, is just like, it's phenomenal on its own as a reboot, or not even a reboot, just like another entry into that universe. I would, for me, hands down, S. I think it's a great movie.
I would agree. I'm going to say S. It's fantastic. I watched it also at movie night for the first time. I don't know if I like it more than the first one, but it's at least on par with it. It's at least equal.
I was going to go A.
Okay.
Not quite S. I mean, it's good. It just not my cup of tea kind of thing.
It's all right.
Yeah, that's fair.
Still
that's
a good
fair.
Movie, though. I recognize that it's great.
I like long, slow burn movies about
it was
like,
a lengthy boy.
About the human condition and emotion and psyche. Like, we just watched Her the other day. Like,
Her was, Her was something else.
Her was a great movie.
Yeah.
Jonah, that's two of my movies up there in the S category you watched at movie night because of me. I feel like I'm happy.
They're great.
I'm happy you enjoyed my picks. Thank you.
You have good taste. I will admit that. You have good taste.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Other times not.
Sometimes I like my not real red velvet cupcakes. Like,
yeah.
No, I'm glad. Okay. Thank you for that, Jonah, though. Okay. All right. That was, I thought we'd get some fight back.
Where do you want to give the Jonah here, Tyler?
I don't know.
I kind of want to give him this one.
Twisters. Yeah, I know we all saw that one. Go for it.
Go for Twisters, Jonah.
I didn't hate Twisters. I mean, it was a fine movie. It's not a masterpiece, but I'm going to give it B. I mean, it's a enjoyable time.
I'm going C.
I'm also going C.
Very mid.
Like,
I'd watch the first one before I watch that one.
Yeah, I think that, like,
it's canonically a part of it now, but
on its own, like, so C movies, it's an okay movie. It passes. B is good. A is great. S is a must watch. That's kind of how I do these tier lists.
That's fair. That's fair.
I don't think that Twisters is a terrible movie. I think it's okay. I think it's serviceable. I think it's and I didn't add anything to the Twister universe, so Twister's to speak.
Lore.
It was just a tornado movie that I didn't think was as good as the original. So I'm with Cole. C.
Okay, what you giving to me?
Halloween. You're the Halloween guy here.
So this is Halloween 2018.
Mm-hmm.
This is what should have ended the franchise.
Just done. Put a nail in it.
Because the way
strap him to the car and drive him through town. Like,
not that way. That was not the way to end it. 2018 ended in such a way that you could have just been done,
mm-hmm.
and it would have made sense. But then they're like, "Hey, but money." So we're gonna make two movies that are gonna progressively get worse with each. Well, like, you had it.
I don't think they progressively got worse from what I've heard. I have seen this one. I looked it up, and then I saw the last one.
Yeah.
You're like, the last one was really bad.
Yeah.
Never mind. They did it progressively.
2018, phenomenal.
I think I'm getting them mixed up in my head.
Kills has some okay moments. Very all right.
Ends.
And then there's Ends, which is a dumpster fire.
I wanted to end myself after.
I watched that thing twice. That was the thing. I watched it once at the theater, and you're like, "Hey, I want to watch it." Like, I guess let's watch this.
Did we watch that at my house?
Yeah,
I was
Peacock.
Like, we watched it, and I was like, "You're right, that was awful."
It was a dumpster fire. So, I personally, this movie, 2018, as a movie, and how it, you know, in my mind, the other two just don't happen. I think that should be an S tier legacy sequel because it rebooted Halloween in a very great light.
Didn't you just say it rebooted it for the worst, though?
No, 2018 was great. This movie was great.
I liked the movie. I thought it was good.
No one knew there was even going to be sequels. Like,
I would say B. I would understand A. I definitely don't think it was an S movie, but that's. I also don't love the.
It's in my top five like horror movies of all time.
Yeah, I also don't love the Halloween franchise though. That's why I had you do it. I'm not the biggest Halloween fan. I would say B personally, but I would not be offended if it squeezed its way up to an A or an S, depending on Jonah's answer.
Haven't seen the movie.
It's going to A.
Guess it goes into A by default, yeah.
There we go. Joining Incredibles 2. Okay. There you go.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
I'm going to give you Independence Day Resurgence.
D. You're giving me the easy ones. You're giving me the low-hanging fruit. Well,
I don't know what's easy, what's not for you. I don't know what you like.
Was that bad?
I didn't see that one.
Here's the thing. If I'm not being mean, it would probably be... It could maybe squeeze its way up to C tier, but I thought it was not great. And to just take the Independence, it was a blatant cash grab. It was like, "Hey, boomers, you remember this thing with Will Smith?
It's the member berries."
Yeah, it was like, berries. "Remember this? What if we did it again, but worse?" And I don't know. I feel like it didn't add anything. If anything, it took it away. It wasn't good. It was the South Park member berries, hands over. It was a blatant cash grab, and I didn't enjoy it. I left the theater very disappointed. So I would not be mad if someone here has seen it and thought it should be higher, like no. as a C or a B, but I didn't enjoy it. I think it's a D.
That's fair.
I'm assuming you haven't seen it, Jonah?
Nope, haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it either.
Oh, wow, okay.
So just you.
Easy.
Okay. What are we going to give Jonah? What are we going to torture him with? I'm thinking either...
We're getting to some I haven't seen.
That's what I was thinking. Jumanji.
I haven't seen the Jumanji reboot.
Oh.
You haven't seen that?
No. What have you seen?
I've seen...
You have Creed.
I've seen Creed. I've seen Ghostbusters. I saw Crystal Skull.
You know what? Let's get the Indiana Jones movie out of the way. Let's get Crystal Skull.
Make
sure that's Crystal Skull before I...
Yeah, I can see the Crystal Skull.
This isn't good, but I'm not... I don't want to put it... It's not a Space Jam level. I'm going to give it C.
I disagree. I'm going D.
Really?
It's by far the worst Indiana Jones movie. I don't think there's any debating that.
I haven't seen the newest one, Dial of Destiny. Was it worse than Dial of Destiny?
Oh, yeah.
Really? I haven't seen Dial of Destiny either.
Dial of Destiny, I'm just lukewarm on that one.
Oh, no, I did see Dial of Destiny.
Yeah, because I think we've had this conversation.
No, I hated Dial of Destiny. You thought it was... No, I guess I'm mixing those up. Is Dial of Destiny the one with time travel?
Yeah.
Okay, then I agree. I disagree. I think Dial of Destiny was worse, personally.
I mean, that's the debate for the ages there. I mean, there's consensus best one.
And I can... I'm not opposed to it being D. I'll say that. I'm not opposed.
I'm going to do Crystal Skull to D.
Did Jonah, you said D?
I said C. I don't think it's Space Jam Matrix level.
Well, you know what? I could see it being C. I thought it
we'll
was...
We'll rank them individually.
Thought it was okay.
I don't think
so.
It's
by definition, it should probably be in the C tier.
Are you on C?
Mm. Wait, no.
Oh boy.
But it was an Indiana Jones movie.
Yeah.
And it just like
it's coming back after probably 20-ish years.
Did it ruin the franchise or
I
make
mean,
it
it's
better?
What people talk about. Like they talk about this meme fest more than the other ones.
It got us Lego games.
I'm going to say C. I'm going to say put it in C just because Dial of Destiny is my D, and I think that Crystal Skull is better. You like... Oh, let's do Dial of Destiny. Let's throw her up
I wouldn't
there.
Say I like it. There's aspects I do like, but it's still... It's the second worst Indiana Jones movie.
I think it's the worst. I think that it actively... One, I didn't care for the CGI stuff. Like, I thought that it was weird. They made it look okay.
The de-aging?
Yeah.
That's I mean, it benefited from it being in the dark.
But that's the thing. A lot of the most...
And then
the,
when it was old man, crotchety old man, Indiana Jones. Like, got to pull him out for one last...
I didn't like Dial of Destiny. I think it has one of the weakest plots. Yes, Crystal Skull gets a little weird with the aliens, but Dial of Destiny... Dial of Destiny does one of my least favorite things an Indiana Jones movie has done. You haven't seen it, Jonah?
I haven't seen Dial of Destiny.
Spoilers for Dial of Destiny. Here it is. Indiana Jones...
Is old.
Well, he's old. He's wanting to retire. He has been. And he's in the past, in his favorite time period. Isn't it Rome? Isn't he like in Rome or
it's
something?
It's like some sort of Roman.
Oh, he time travels.
Yeah.
Yes.
Time travel gets involved. Shoehorned at the end.
In the last quarter of the movie, they start time traveling.
What the heck?
That's crazy. They don't allude to it.
I need to watch this.
It's just like, we're in the past. So Indiana Jones.
All right.
Old man going to die in like 10 to 15 years. Indiana Jones is in the past. He's a historian. He's in his favorite time period ever, and he's like, I just want to live out my days here and just experience history like as part of it. And then they punch him in the face, knock him out, and then somehow drag an unconscious old man through airport first off to the present, and then through like airport security and customs, get him on a plane and get him back to like his apartment somehow.
Why do they do I guess I need to watch the movie.
It makes zero sense. Like, out of everything Indiana Jones has ever done, that little like sequence of events makes the least sense.
I mean, do you think that they wrote that and like, here, this Indiana Jones is ending. This is how this arc is over. And do you think like Disney was like, No.
I guarantee.
Like, let the man retire. Or
you have to do another movie.
I would bet large piles of money that the original script had him just living out his days in Rome, and then Disney stepped. Is it Disney? Who owns it?
Yeah.
Disney, whatever executive owns it, was like, hold up a second. On the off chance we get Ford to do another one of these, he has to be alive, right? Like, we have to be able to find him. So they truck him back. Like, guarantee that was the last minute.
That's what it sounds like a lot.
This is my second least favorite one, but I've heard some takes saying, like, this is better than Temple of Doom.
No.
I haven't seen this movie, but Temple of Doom's like...
It's
arguably the best.
Yeah.
It's the weakest of the trilogy.
Temple of Doom? A lot of people like it. I don't think...
I like Temple of Doom, but I can... It's not better than Raiders or Last Crusade.
It's like a 95 compared to like a 98.
I think I like Doom more than Last Crusade. I think Raiders is my favorite than Doom than Crusade.
It's tough. I would have to go back and rewatch them all.
Crusade's really good. Crusade a lot.
So what are we going with here? Hold on.
I'm D.
I'm going C. I'll give you D tier on this one.
It's really up to you. Like if you want, I nudged for the last one to be up into C on the sole fact that I didn't like this one. So you have the coaster. You're the tiebreaker. It's wherever you want to put it.
You know what?
You're going to flip the coaster?
Yeah. Rogue up. It goes to C. Rogue down.
They're D&D coasters for the record. I apologize.
Rogue down. It's in D. Okay.
To C. It's at
C. Okay. C. There it is.
All right. I feel like I stole the first word from you. Do you want the coaster again?
Nah. You can have it.
Okay. This episode's almost longer than our Beetlejuice episode.
Dang,
that's
already?
What I was worried about.
Because I'm going to give you Top Gun Maverick.
S, yeah, like I loved Top Gun Maverick. I thought it was really good. It was not a blatant cash grab like I was worried it was going to be. It was really well made, well shot, well written, well edited. Tom Cruise and the whole crew brought their A game. I feel like it only added to the universe. I don't feel like they left it open to make a bad trilogy out of it. I feel like that's probably going to be the last one, I love Top Gun. And it was like post-COVID, everyone going back to the movie theaters.
Oh, yeah. That was movie, kind of the first blockbuster.
This movie was all like, over the place.
There was Tenet, which kind of flopped, and then this movie. And like they actually postponed this movie 5 or 6 times, I feel like, so that way it could benefit from getting everyone to go see it in the theaters. I think that was the right move. So I would say S tier, Top Gun Maverick.
To my shame, I've not seen any Top Gun movie, including this one. Yeah.
Okay.
I've heard amazing things about this one.
I'm agree with you on the S tier, though.
Yeah.
I think it's an S.
Yeah.
Once again, Cole's giving me the easy ones.
Yeah, I mean, these are a lot of these are cut and dry.
I'm looking at the rest of these, and I'm seeing it's not going to be too difficult.
Yeah, but then we're going to be duking it out in the...
Then Prometheus.
We're going to add Prometheus in after we get everything in there.
All right. Jonah?
Oh, sorry. I was looking at the... what am I getting?
What one do you want? What one of those have you seen?
I have Creed and Ghostbusters.
Let's do Creed.
Because you know Ghostbusters where it's going. Yeah.
Let's do Creed because then I can do Rocky. I can kick that one off.
Yeah.
I like this movie. You know, it's kind of a similar structure to the first Rocky.
Like telling the same kind of story, but Rocky's passing down the mantle now.
Yeah, I would give it A. I haven't seen this in a long time also. When did this come out? Like
15, 14?
2015. It's been a while. But I remember really liking it. Yeah. Hey, I have it on DVD. I might watch it.
I would agree. Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, it's a solid... It is what it is, like as far as like the Rocky formula goes.
Yeah.
I actually watched this within the past year because I think we were talking about it at some point.
We were talking about Creed 3
coming out. And I hadn't seen any of the Creed. So I watched the first Creed within the past year. I don't remember exactly when. And I did really enjoy it. But I've also only seen maybe Rocky 2. I've seen a Rocky movie and I don't even know which one it is.
Yeah.
And I think it was the second one.
Who is he fighting? And I can tell
you. Apollo Creed?
Russian guy.
Oh, that's four.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Okay. Wow. Okay.
And that's my second favorite Rocky
That's
movie.
A good Rocky
It was movie. The one that people were like, hey, if you're going to watch Rocky, watch this one. So I watched that one.
I would argue Rocky 3 is the best one, but.
That's where he teams up with Apollo Creed.
Yeah.
That one's, I think, also my favorite.
And Hulk Hogan's also there.
So I would agree. I would.
Thunderlips.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would agree. Creed was an A for me. As someone who's not a big Rocky fan, I
love Rocky.
I liked Creed. That was a really good sports movie.
Yeah. Rocky 1 through 4, peak cinema.
Yeah.
Rocky
I haven't
5,
seen...
eh.
Yeah.
Then we get to this one, Rocky Balboa.
So where were you going to put Creed?
I would put an A.
Okay. I think you said that. I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and then I have not seen this one. This is the... I don't know when this came out.
Oh... 05, 06, it's mid-2000s.
I have not seen this.
This one. Was a one where, like, hey, Stallone, we're pulling you from the dead.
Yeah, do one more.
Get back up, boy.
Yeah. So this one is, I don't even want to consider it part of, like, the original series because it's, they stopped numbering it. They just call it Rocky Balboa.
Yeah.
It's
like Logan.
Yeah, it's Logan. It's
the Logan of
the
Rocky.
Logan equivalent, but not great.
But not as good as Logan?
Yeah. Because... they pull Rocky out. There's like this new fighter. So now he's the older guy trying to get back, showing that he still got it kind of thing. And they shoot it. The final fight, they shoot it cool because it's like you're watching like a broadcast of a fight.
Okay. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. That is neat.
I would do the C tier. I mean, it's not bad, so bad like Space Jam or any of these other, I'm assuming. So I would do C tier.
Okay.
I think that's the only Rocky movie I haven't seen. Or maybe I don't think I've seen 5 either.
I haven't seen it.
Rocky 5 is definitely the weakest out of the original movies.
Original movies.
I mean, that's tough though because the first four are
peak. Who does he fight in 5?
Tommy Gunn.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
I know which one you're going to give me.
Bill and Ted.
Oh, actually, okay. I don't know which one you're going to give me. Which are you giving me, Bill and Ted?
Bill and Ted, what is it? Face the Music?
Yeah. Oh, C or D.
Really? It was bad?
Yeah, was it good? Once again,
that's the epitome of the cash grab.
Yeah,
it was. Hey, remember Bill and Ted?
Remember Bill and Ted?
I love the first two. Bill and Ted.
Keanu Reeves? It was a blatant cash grab. It was not the worst thing I've ever seen, so I would put it in C. I don't think it was as blatant as Space Jam, Matrix, or Independence Day. On the sole fact of, I think that Keanu and who's the other guy?
I don't remember the guy's name, the actor.
I think they had a part in writing it, and they were excited to do it. Like, they were excited to reprise the roles of Bill and Ted. And it wasn't terrible. I would say C.
Okay. Have you seen it, Jonah?
Nope. I need to watch it, though. I love the first two Bill and Teds.
We're giving you C, then.
Have you seen it?
No.
No? If you like the first two, watch it. I don't think it's as good as the first two, but that's also partially because it's like... men in their 50s doing like jokes that they did.
Dude, man.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
Doesn't work. Yeah.
Jonah, which one do you want? Which one have you seen? Ghostbusters?
Ghostbusters.
We'll give you Ghostbusters Afterlife.
This is a slam dunk.
There's one answer.
Think so?
Oh, wait, hold up. Is this the woman one?
No, this is Afterlife. This is the first of the Rudd duology.
Paul Rudd.
Do we not put the woman one up there?
No, that's tough because it's not like in.
It's not a sequel. I think we talked about that.
That's like just like its own thing. This is a sequel. A sequel to the canonical events.
You're right. It was a reboot, not a sequel. Oh, man. I kind of want to put it up there, though. Just to,
no, then we,
just to throw
that it up, it's a whole other thing.
Just then. To throw it in the Ghostbusters tier. Like no, its own.
This is the Ghostbusters Afterlife. This is the first one with Paul Rudd and the dude Wolfhard.
Yeah. This one, I don't think. I didn't see. Okay. We were talking about this the other day. I've heard Frozen Empire is terrible.
Oh, my gosh.
But this one, I didn't see Frozen Empire. This one I thought was fine. It's not great, not terrible. I think this one, if this would have came out when the reboot was coming out, this would have been a knockout. Back when people were actually like excited for these kind of movies and everyone's like, oh, new Ghostbusters. This would have been a better time to do it. But even as the movie stands, it's okay. I'm going to say C tier. It's certainly not Space Jam level, definitely.
I would say D.
Do you think it was that bad?
I didn't like it. Like, I hated it.
I definitely don't think it was as bad as those in the D tier. I'm going to also go C. I feel like the people who made it really tried. I'll say that.
Oh, yeah.
I could tell that they wanted to not make it a blatant cash grab. I think they kind of did that still. But they tried. They did some cool stuff where they tried to tie in the whole, like, they like have the guy's body who was like the architect of the building. And you found out that he built these buildings around the world to try to bring back Zurg or Zorg or whatever the thing's name is.
Zool or whatever.
Zool. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was a cool idea. Just wasn't delivered super well. I didn't hate it. Thought it was okay. I'd say C. It was an okay movie.
And I don't know if this is a hot take. I get what they were trying to do. They're trying to make it emotional. I think CGI-ing Egon was a little disrespectful.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people felt that way, but Egon's family was like, he would love it. I don't know, maybe he would.
Maybe he would love it. I don't know. It felt like I was like, oh, look, it's Egon. That's a ghost. Money. That's a ghost. That's a ghost. He's dead in real life, too. It's okay.
Yeah, we're getting into a lot of movies nowadays. Like, when is it respectful? When is it not respectful?
Yeah.
I would say C.
I've only seen one of these remaining two.
Okay, which one?
Jumanji.
I guess you're doing Jumanji.
Welcome to the Jungle. I'm going to do A. I really like this movie. So it's not... I like that they didn't take themselves too seriously with it. And if they were going to go in there like The Rock and Chris Rock and all them, and not Chris Rock, I did a racism, Kevin Hart, Jack Black and all them were going to do like play it serious and play it cool, like I don't think it would be as charming or as good, but... because they weren't taking it seriously and they were having fun with it, it adds to the charm and enjoyability of this movie.
I like that they didn't do another board game. I like that they did a video game, but I don't like that I don't think they had anybody who's actually played a video game write the script. Like, it was a bunch of like 60-year-old men who were like, the kids, like, there's coins in video games, right? What if they had lives? And I just felt very
level
like,
up. Well, you gotta have something. You can't just keep respawning.
I don't know. No, I just felt like the way in which it was written felt like a bunch of old people who don't play video games
I like the NPC dude that just repeats the same dialogue over and over.
That was okay.
That was funny.
But once again, I don't feel like I feel like the Jumanji board game would be better than that. Like, it was literally like magic.
I mean,
like,
yeah, you can't beat the first Jumanji on that.
I just feel, I don't know. I'm going to say C. I didn't hate it. Thought it was okay. So what'd you say, A?
Yeah.
I'm saying C. If Jonah hasn't seen it, it'll get a B by default.
Yeah.
I remember this movie, like, I really like the first Jumanji.
It.
No, I haven't.
Oh, darn.
I loved the first Jumanji movie. And I remember when the trailer came out, I was like, this is stupid. Like, why are they going in a video game? And then it came out, like, it's not that bad. I was like, oh, I need to watch it.
It wasn't terrible.
It could have easily been a dumpster fire.
That's what I thought when I saw the trailer. I was like, this is stupid.
But then it exceeded expectations.
Yeah, people really liked that one.
It exceeded my expectations, but I expected it to be a dumpster fire, like you just said. So I thought it was okay. Like, I don't think it was good, just thought it was okay. But I'm okay with it being in the B tier. Like, I think that, like, it's not a terrible movie. I'm perfectly fine with the B. I have Tron, right?
Yeah, Tron Legacy, our last one to rank.
What a weird one to end on. A or B? I'll be honest, it's been a hot second since I've seen Tron Legacy.
I haven't seen this one.
Have you seen it?
I was 9, and I didn't even know the story. I was like, it looks awesome.
I'm going to play it safe and say B then. I remember thinking...
Oh, come on now.
It's been a long time since I've seen it. I remember really liking it when I've seen it, but it's been so long, I don't actually remember if it's good or not.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. So I don't want to say A and then someone look at this list and be like, let me say this. I know it's not as good as Creed.
Okay.
So like, I think by default it should get B.
It looks so cool. This movie is like
a sick movie. The soundtrack was awesome. I think that the visuals for it were really good. Having Star-Lord's dad in it, is it Kurt Russell?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kurt Russell's awesome in there. I think it had a lot of really good stuff.
Oh,
I don't think it messed up anything with the original Tron. I don't think the original Tron's that good.
I haven't seen that either.
I went back and rewatched Tron right before this movie came out because I hadn't seen, or I shouldn't say rewatch. I'd never seen Tron, and then this movie was coming out, and I was like, I'm going to go watch Tron, and it doesn't hold up good.
Yeah, I mean, it's old.
Yeah, it's real old. So I thought Tron Legacy was fine.
Oh, there was a Wii game for this where you had the light cycles.
And light cycles are so dope, and I've heard that the light cycle ride at Disney World is really good.
It's really cool. I heard that too, yeah.
I'd like to go ride that, unrelated. All right. We don't have to add Prometheus then. Am I the only one that's seen Prometheus?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't want to add it.
Okay.
For the record, just for the record.
Yes.
No.
A.
B or A. B or A. I would say I did not like Prometheus on my first watching. On my second watching, I was like, oh, I get it. Like, I like it a lot more. I'd say B. B for Prometheus. B on the upper side of B, though. Okay. Way better than anything else in the B category.
Time to rank them now. So, D tier. Who's leading the pack on this one? We got Space Jam New Legacy, Matrix, The Resurrection, and then Independence Day Resurgence.
This is rough because I think I'm the only one who's seen two of these movies.
I can tell you what's not being the front of Space Jam
New Legacy. Go ahead and move Space Jam to the back.
Yeah, that's true.
And then I would say Independence Day is better than Matrix.
Okay. Come on. There we go.
Move. All right.
Do what you're supposed to do.
Easy. Okay, C.
D tier settled. So now C tier. What are we going to lose? Who's leading the pack on the C tier?
I would argue Jurassic World should be at the front.
I'm not opposed to that.
I think Twister should be towards the front too.
I'm gonna say Rocky Balboa above Twisters.
I agree. I agree with that. So Jurassic World, Rocky, then Twisters. Should be at the back end? Let's do that.
I mean, probably Ghostbusters, right? Or one of the Indiana Jones movies.
I would actually say either, I haven't seen Dumb and Dumber, but from the way you've described it, I put it in the same park as Bill and Ted. It was just a blatant cash grab. So I would say like either Bill and Ted or Dumb and Dumber should be at the back.
Would say Crystal Skull should be in the back along with the...
I think Dial of Destiny's worse.
I think they should both be in the back, but they...
Are they worse
than Dumb and Dumber? I mean,
I think as movies go, they're bad, but they're like...
I don't know how bad.
I don't think they're as bad as those other three. I think they're bad for Indiana Jones.
I think Crystal Skull should definitely be above. I think Dumb and Dumber should definitely be above Crystal Skull.
I disagree.
I haven't seen it, so I can't say.
Crystal Skull's a dumpster fire, but.
You think Dumb and Dumber's worse?
It was
forgettable.
Successful dumpster fire for what it's worth. Like a lot of people got out of their houses to go see Crystal Skull. It was shot well. The biggest problem
people got out of their house to see Last Jedi too, but
yeah, the biggest problem people had with Crystal Skull was the script. They thought that the script was a little it just kind of fell apart at the end.
And, time travel and
that's Dial of Destiny.
They need to chill out on these movies. The first
two thirds of Crystal Skull is not awful. Like it's an okay movie before they introduce the alien aspect of it.
The fridge.
The fridge was stupid, but that's Indiana Jones.
That was fun. That's a fun story.
That's Indiana Jones. Like, a lot of people got upset about the fridge. That's what that movie franchise is. People get a problem with the fridge, but then don't have a problem with, like, people getting their hearts ripped out of their chest magic.
That happens.
Cole, what he just said there, heard a lot of people be like, that's so unrealistic. I'm like, it's Indiana Jones.
It's supposed to be fun.
This franchise is realistic.
He opens a box and everyone's face melt off.
That really happens.
No part of Indiana Jones is supposed to be realistic.
That's true. That could be how it would happen.
I like to imagine it's how the Ark of the Covenant worked.
I would like to think so.
So we have Jurassic, Rocky, Twister.
I'm fine with this front three here. The back five here are what I'm
What do you think should be at the back? You think it's Crystal Skull?
No, because I think I would watch that more than Dumb and Dumber 2. I'd be more inclined to watch that. So I would probably go with Dumb and Dumber 2. Or maybe this is Ghostbusters 1 even.
Personally, I can see Ghostbusters going above Crystal Skull. Like going after Twisters. Once again, it was trying to do something different. It was trying to do something good.
I would agree with that.
Wasn't a blatant cash grab.
So it's not bad.
We got to settle the Dial versus Crystal debate.
I've seen them both. You've seen them both. Jonah hasn't seen either of them. So I guess let's flip the coaster again.
Well, I've seen Crystal Skull.
Oh.
So I'm biased, of course.
How much do you hate it?
But what you're talking about sounds like Dial of Destiny is way worse.
Okay.
Well, hold up. Look up the Rotten Tomatoes score.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? Because it's shrunken on there. So let's look here.
Yeah, look up the Rotten Tomatoes score real quick. And while Cole looks that up, I'm going to use this time to tell you about our sponsor for today's podcast. Who's a common? Circle. What? No, what's the Air Up? What's a common YouTuber sponsorship?
Oh, Dollar Shave Club.
Yeah, we're brought to you by Manscaped. Yeah. Buy our razor and shave your balls. Yeah. Your balls deserve... Manscaped, you better pay us for this. Your balls deserve the best razor.
Okay,
my balls bled every night.
Dial of Destiny got a 70% by critics, 88% by audience.
Do we want to go by audience?
Let's go by audience.
Let's go by audience. So now let's look up the other one. I'm going to keep going. Your Siamese cats deserve the best razor that money can buy. Our skin
Crystal safe... Skull got a 53.
Dang.
Audience.
Wow.
So everyone liked Dial Destiny. A lot of people like Dial Destiny.
Okay, I'm wrong. Okay, flip them, flop them, drop them. Let's do it.
Okay, where are we putting Bill and Ted? What do you think, Tyler? Because you've seen this movie.
I haven't seen Dumb and Dumber, though. I think it deserves to be towards the back, but I don't know.
You know what? We'll give it the back.
I don't know if it's better or worse than Dumb and Dumber, but the fact that I'm the only one that has seen it seems like it should be at the back. So. Okay.
Well, we're all over with that then.
I'm fine with that.
There we go. That C tier looked good.
Yeah, I'm happy cool with that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. B tier.
I feel like 7 should be at the front. You don't think so?
I think 1 should be above 7.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, hold up. You're the reason one's down there. Oh, no, Jonah's the reason one's down there. Because I was like, I wanted one to be an A tier.
I gave 1 a B and I gave 7 a C.
I think I gave, what did I get? I think I was 7 for A for 7 as well, wasn't I?
Yeah. No, you gave a 7
a B. I gave 7 an A.
1 an A. Okay, then you're right. Put 1 at the front. I feel like after we started talking about the movie experience, I just like would rather, like 7 has a lot of movies power for me. So do we want to put 1 and 7 at the front?
I think that's fair. I think Dory should be towards the front.
1-7 Dory?
I think so. Dory is decent.
I'll give you that. Yeah. I'm going to put...
You wanted Jumanji to be A.
Yeah. I would argue if I'm going to like pick a movie to watch out of these two, I'm probably going to watch Jumanji, or Dory or Jumanji.
I remember Jumanji more than Dory, so if you wanted to put it above it, I wouldn't like...
There we go.
Riot.
Okay. So... Anchorman 2, I mean, Anchorman 2 is fine where it's at. I mean, I
haven't seen Dr. Sleep or Mary Poppins.
I would actually put Anchorman 2 above Finding Dory.
I would too.
That's fine.
Okay.
I probably want to, but I mean, I'm not passionate.
I haven't seen Tron, but I've seen these two. I'm leaving those two as is.
Leave Tron at the back because I haven't seen it recently enough, and I'm the only one who's seen it.
So Dory, Sleep, Poppins, Tron.
I'm fine with that.
Okay, this is not controversial at all.
No, yeah, we're burning through this. I feel like the S tier might get a little controversial.
Yeah, okay. A tier, there's only 3 movies here.
I feel like Creed should be at the front.
See, I'm thinking Halloween should be at the front.
I'm thinking Incredibles 2 should be at the front.
Oh my gosh. Well, do we have a 3-sided coin?
Here, how about...
Hold on.
I don't know.
1 is Incredibles, 2 is Halloween, 3 is Creed. Alexa, pick a number between 1 and 3.
Let's go.
So Incredibles is at the front. You ready? Alexa, or sorry, Halloween is heads.
Okay.
And Creed is tails. Alexa, flip a coin.
Okay. Flipping.
She's flipping the coin.
It's tails.
It's tails.
Creed.
I disagree.
I feel like there was way more sound effects on that than I was expecting.
I know. I did not.
I just expected her to be like, beep, 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 tails.
Tails.
She's like, whoop, 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 whoop. Like,
got
like
a whole real thing. Coin.
I feel like,
I don't know.
Maybe it's recency bias. I do feel, I thought that Creed could be So now that we have that, this is tough. There's three of us and there's three choices.
Yeah, I mean, if I was ranking these, I would go Halloween, Creed, Incredibles 2. I'd do a flip of what that is.
See, okay. I would go Creed, Incredibles, Halloween.
I haven't seen Halloween, so that's perfect.
Where would you put? Okay, you put Incredibles on top.
I'm not voting on Halloween.
Yeah. But once again, I don't love Halloween. Like, I think it's okay. Like, I would still
do Creed over Incredibles 2. And if we're settling that.
I would too, but Jonas said.
I won't flip the frick out if you put Creed over Incredibles
2. Let's do it. Creed over Incredibles.
Yeah, say we're not going to set it up to RNG out here.
Okay. All right.
And now we're in the S tier. Only four.
Heavy hitters. Now, here's where I think it might get controversial. I think Beetlejuice should be at the end.
I disagree.
I knew that was going to.
Out of the ones I've seen, I would put it at the end. I haven't seen Top Gun.
I think Blade Runner 2049 should be at the end.
You're wrong.
Really?
You're actually incorrect.
The other three are better.
You're actually incorrect.
I would put Blade Runner at the top.
No, I disagree.
Same here.
No, that's not the best.
Cole, you've outvoted. You're 2-0.
No, I disagree, though.
Get out of here.
Beetlejuice, Mad Max Fury Road, and Top Gun are all better than Blade Runner 20.
You're wrong. You're outvoted.
That's an L take,
Cole,
right there.
You're outvoted. This is the Two Towers all over again.
This is a bigger tragedy than this.
No, it's not.
Blade Runner is really good.
Blade Runner was great.
It's long, and you know, it just drags.
It's a banger.
It's
so pretty.
I'm not saying we need to rewatch it or that like your experience watching it was invalid. I feel like when we watched it, movie night was not the best place to watch it. And we say this a lot because we're talking and we're having fun and we're like joking. I feel like if you were to sit down and just watch that movie, like no distractions, just watch it and soak it in. It's so good. I would say Blade Runner should be at the front. And then my number two might be probably Top Gun Maverick for me personally.
I didn't see it, so I will let you guys rank that wherever you want it.
I honestly would rather watch Beetlejuice over Top Gun Maverick.
They're very different movies. As far as which one's the better movie, I think that Maverick is the
much. I still think Blade Runner 2049 shouldn't be at the front. That's a tragedy right there.
I think that Beetlejuice scraped out an A, scraped out a 91. I think if we were to do Top Gun Maverick, it'd probably have like a 95, 97. Like I personally could be wrong. I feel like that's what it would probably get from us. Ooh, this is tough. Jonah, you've not seen.
We got Fury Road also in the mix here too, though.
I would put Fury Road at 2. That's me.
Are we doing this again where we have the three-way tie?
My order. Let me say my order. Okay. Maybe we need to go to the whiteboard. We need to write these down. My order. Cole has a good memory. He's got this. My order would be Blade Runner, Maverick, Mad Max, Beetlejuice.
See, I haven't seen Maverick. So if we take Maverick out, I would agree. I would say Blade Runner, Mad Max, Beetlejuice, and then Maverick wherever you want.
Cole, where you at? Ignoring Blade Runner.
Ignoring Blade Runner?
We've determined.
I mean, out of these?
Yeah, out of those three, which one would be your number one?
I would do Beetlejuice, Maverick, Mad Max.
Hmm.
Wow. Mad Max the bottom?
I mean, it's in the S tier.
It's in the S tier.
Yeah.
I think that.
I still think if I was including Blade Runner, it's obviously at the end, but.
We've already determined you're incorrect.
You guys are wrong.
We've determined you're wrong. Get out of here. That's rough. I mean,
I need Josh here to back me up on my S tier takes.
Has Josh seen all of these? Oh, he hasn't seen Beetlejuice, I bet.
He hasn't seen Blade Runner either, I don't think.
No, because I think he was.
Do we think that Josh, I accidentally said his last name earlier. I'm going to try not to say his name again. I might even try to go in and bloop out his name. Do we think that the other Josh who went with us has seen all three of these movies?
Maybe not. I don't think he's seen Blade. Oh, the other three?
Yeah.
No, he hasn't seen Blade Runner. I don't think he had definitely.
Well, that's okay if he hasn't seen Blade Runner.
He's seen Beetlejuice. I don't know if he's seen Maverick.
He saw Mad Max. It was at his house.
No. No, the other one.
The other Josh.
Oh, my bad. I'm calling him.
I think I have his number. Okay. Here it is. I have his number. I'm going to give him a ring. Wait, that's the wrong button. I had the wrong button. I want to see people. I want this dude. All right. Am I connected? I think I am. Okay. We're going to call him. You guys ready? He's going to be our phone a friend.
All right. Ready.
Yeah, I don't have ears then, so we'll.
Oh, crud. We'll tell you what he says.
Yeah, it'll be a lie. Johnny, give me one of your ears.
Oh, that's loud. I'm so sorry. I tried not to blast your guys' ears out. Yeah, get in there. This is quality content. Oh, he's not going to answer. He's probably in bed. He's such an old man.
Hello?
Oh, my gosh. He's awake. Hey, Josh. Can you hear me?
I'm building a float, actually.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, good. Hey, we're recording our podcast episode. Can you hear those two, or can you only hear me?
Hello. Cole? Check.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear them, or is it just me?
I can hear them all.
Okay. We're recording a podcast episode right now, and we're stuck. We're in a pickle. We are doing the tier list for the Legacy sequels. I know you're building a float. Do you have a minute of time, or are you busy?
No, I got a minute.
Okay.
I'm supervising right now.
We are debating in which order to put the following three movies. Let me know if you've seen these or not. Beetlejuice. Okay. I know you've seen that one.
Okay.
Mad Max Fury Road.
Yeah, is that the original remake? No, that's the original sequel?
The original sequel, of the newest movie.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And then
I've seen that one.
And then Top Gun Maverick.
Ooh, Top Gun Maverick. Okay.
So out of those three, which one would you put first as the best movie?
I would put Beetlejuice first, but I really, really like Beetlejuice in general.
Okay.
Okay.
And then Top Gun, and then Mad Max
at the end. Okay.
Settled.
Yeah. All right.
But I feel like a lot of people would push back and put Top Gun first. The original. I like the original Beetlejuice better anyways, so that may be why. But that's my 2 cents.
That's valid. We appreciate your 2 cents. Thank you. You've helped us solve the
tiebreaker. Am I on your podcast?
Or we're recording right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
This is my debut. Okay.
This is your debut. We can edit your voice out if you really want us to, but I figured we have.
You're fine. You're good.
So, alrighty. Hey, all right. Josh, thank you for debuting your time. Get back to building your float, man. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. All right. Thanks.
See ya.
Wow. It's settled.
Blade Runner, Beetlejuice, Maverick, and then Mad Max. Pretty S tier.
I hate seeing Mad Max at the end, but I'm not upset.
It made it to the S tier.
They're all S tiers. Yeah. Like, I'm fine with that.
I mean, there's only one big L on that one.
Cole.
It's a good movie.
It's a good movie, yeah.
Let's rewatch it.
It's a great movie.
Let's rewatch it. What are you doing after this?
I'm going home. I'm going to sleep.
It's only 9:17.
Yeah.
And that movie's only like 2.5 hours long.
It's a lengthy boy.
I think it's 3 hours.
It's a 3 hour
movie. It's a lengthy boy.
Oh, yeah. No.
That was one we had to start early on because you were like, hey, it's a really long movie.
Yeah.
Why don't we, let's get together sometime soon. I'm willing to do this. Let's get together sometime soon. Let's rewatch it. And if you still feel as strongly as you do, we'll consider. No, because you're still outvoted. Maybe Joan and I's opinion will change, though. Like I was
actually, this movie stinks.
We should get together and rewatch it, though. I really think we should. But anyways, there's our tier list. We will post this to the Facebook page. Please, if you listen to this podcast, go find our Facebook page. Let us know in the comments what you think about this. I hate to be one of those people, those YouTubers who's like and
subscribe.
Smash that subscribe button. Yeah, like that's...
You've got to get the algorithm going.
Yeah, we really would like to engage with you, our audience. I don't think... we've joked about it. We know we're not a huge audience, but we know... I talk to people like, hey, I listened to the most recent episode. Please, we'd love to engage with you guys on social media. We'd like to hear your thoughts, and we'd like to, kickstart that algorithm. So if you like this, please share it with your friends. Find us and comment on our Facebook. We'd really appreciate it. Reach out, and I think Facebook still is poking. Poke us.
We'll poke you back.
Does it still have poking?
I think it still has poking, because we were joking about that at school the other day. Students have started poking each other again.
Wow. Super poke.
Always weird.
It was super poked us.
So poke us on Facebook. All right. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in. Hopefully we didn't ruffle too many feathers. Have a good night.
Bye.